this series tonight. And we're stepping into some really good stuff. Not that this wasn't good stuff, but God's got some good stuff. Dusty doesn't have a paper or a pen. Who's handing out? Where's my helpers? Hook the feller up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 37, verse number 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, and he is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So we used an acrostic for the word deliver. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God's word was delivered to you to deliver you from something. Amen? The D was representing to decide. We used 1 Joel 3:14, which says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. The Lord is near in the valley of decision. Then the E was to exercise our faith. 1 Timothy 4:8, but bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Then we use the L of and deliver to liberate, and we use Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Then we went, the I was to instill, amen, seek those things that are above where Christ sits, all right? Set your affections on things that are above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. We talked about where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be also. Then we spoke about the V was to visualize your victory. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, without vision the people perish. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. And last week, we used the E to examine. 2 Corinthians 13:5, where the apostle says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves that Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or be rejected. And tonight, the R, we're going to use the R to rejoice. Amen? To rejoice. And Hebrews chapter 3 is our text tonight. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence in the rejoicing of the hope, firm until the end. Amen? So the first thing I want to look at is our body. We are the habitation of the Spirit. The Spirit is to dwell in us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, my heart is heavy. I've got a young lady that's really been in a troubled time right now. And so can we all just extend our hands that direction? I need to send a word, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I send your word to Elkton, Father God. You know the young lady that I'm speaking about. I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against her mind right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard her heart and her mind through Christ, Father God. Your word says to be anxious for nothing in all things. With prayer and supplication, let her request be made known unto you, and the God of peace that surmounts every bit of understanding will guard our hearts and minds. So, Father, I thank you and give you praise that you're touched with the feeling of her infirmities, and with your stripes she is healed right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I can probably get the Spirit, get to where we're at here. Hallelujah. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Apostle Paul says what? Question mark. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Question mark. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Now, our spirit, this is the little s, this isn't the big s. Our spirit is our emotions, our feelings. Amen? In other words, sometimes we let the spirit of man overcome the spirit of God, and we speak the emotions of man and the feelings of man and not the feelings of God. Amen? We're body, soul, mind, and spirit, right? Amen? How many know that that spirit we have in the spirit of man is a battlefield? Come on. Come on. Amen? Because the Bible says faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And if I'm not seeing it, my emotions get all carried away. My feelings, and all of a sudden my feelings overtake what God's word says. All of a sudden now I'm walking by my feelings and not by the promises of God. And he reminds you and I, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Amen. Yes and amen. Amen. Yes and amen. So this battlefield we're having, he's saying, hey, your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. The biggest battle the Holy Spirit has is with your spirit. So he tells you and I to decide in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 16. The apostle reminds you and I. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you're the temple of the living God. As God have said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. Amen. I don't know whatever this world has to offer, but I know that my God has greater things. Amen. Amen. So it calls for us to determine not just about the spirit of ourselves, that spirit of God that's dwelling in us, but the spirit that fills the atmosphere when we gather together, the Holy Ghost. Amen? We're getting ready to step in and do some things that we've been waiting a long time for.
That's right.
That we've been praying a long time for. Amen? And next week, this Wednesday night's going to be all about reaching the world, reaching our community, reaching our nation, reaching our world, and sending people out everywhere.
Right.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I really fell short of as a pastor here in the ministry, as we didn't set up enough mission trips and sending people to the nations and to reach the nations. But guess what? There's a shifting that's taking place.
Yeah.
Amen. And he says to you and I in Ephesians chapter 2, when I'm looking at to determine, verse number 19, the apostle reminds you and I, he says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. And whom you are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now we got the Holy Ghost in us. The Holy Ghost is in us. But it also the Holy Ghost visits us when we gather together.
Amen.
Amen. That's what fills the atmosphere is the Spirit of God. Amen. So he's saying to you and I, first, that we're the habitation of God. Secondly, tonight, we're the holding fast. The holding fast. One of the things the Lord spoke to my heart about is holding fast to the good. Holding fast to the good. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So we're holding fast to the good. He reminds you and I also to hold fast to the grace. To the grace. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed from the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So we're holding fast to the good, we're holding fast to the grace, but we're also holding fast to the gospel, to the gospel. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 19, the writer of Hebrews says this, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Excuse me. So we're holding fast to the good. We're holding fast to the grace. And we're holding fast to the gospel. Thirdly, the hoping. Faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for. The salvation is Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse number 24. He says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I think there was an old rock song sometime that said, waiting is the hardest part. Amen? And when we're waiting on the promises of God, sometimes that's the hardest part. Amen? So we're holding on to, we're hoping in this, for the salvation, and we're holding on to the scriptures. In Romans 15, verse number 4. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. Everyone's needed. Everyone's valuable. Everyone's important. Where's your worksheet? I'm challenging you. You're in school. Hallelujah. The hope, the sanctification also in 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse number 15. The word of God says this, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. We're to be ready all the time. Amen. He said to us, you know, we're the habitation, we're the of the Spirit of God. Amen. We're to hold fast to these promises that he's promised us and hold on to the hope of the calling of God that he's placed on our lives and to honor him. To honor him. I have in Hebrews chapter 12. I honor him when I follow his word and I follow his commandments. He says in verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. What is the Lord saying to you and I? He has sent his word to deliver us. It calls for us to decide, to exercise our faith, the faith to liberate us. He's instilled his word inside of you and I. We have victory through vision. We examine ourselves, and then we rejoice because God is so good. I put on there, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And the reason I said that is we want to rejoice over you. So now I'm going to open this up for whoever wants to share what the Lord has delivered you from, and whatever it is, it's on your heart. Who be first? Hallelujah.